Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We're here with Chad.
Hey.
Chi.
Hello.
Emilio.
Hello.
Myself and Max in the background, not on a mic. he's not saying hi, but trust us, he's here.
Hi, everybody.
Why do you guys fucking sound like that? Why isn't it like deep and sexy? Like, hello.
Hey. That would have taken away. Then yeah. Everybody would have been like, whoa, he must be a giant, sexy
beast.
Beast.
Yep. See,
oh, but he is.
All right. So before we get started, just want to let everyone know we still have our Patreon going. I'm going to be doing a giveaway pretty soon here. I've got a bunch of games, ton of games. And as per usual, I've saved the best ones, going to give those away to the Patreon this next week. Or actually, now you're going to be listening to this on Tuesday. So this week I'm off of work. So hopefully you'll see a lot of me around Discord and doing stuff, giving shit away. Look for that, playing games.
Yeah, I mean, you can join for $1 a month. I mean, you get about an hour and a half of sub-quality content from us every week. So $1 a month isn't that much. And you get access to what Bobby's got and our DVD commentary as well, which we're getting rave reviews from.
Awesome. And on top of that, too, when it comes to these giveaways, it's not like you're contesting against hundreds and hundreds of other listeners.
I think we're up
there. There's a very high percentage here. It's like scratch lottery, but better instead of like slot machine.
How do the games work, Bobby?
I just send out a message that has a list of all the games, and then you message me on Discord with which one you want, first come, first serve. I'm probably going to do that twice this week. And on top of that, I'm going to do one through the Steam group where I have like maybe 200 games. These are the shitty ones, though. But you can also pick up some shitty games there. And I'm going to do that twice this week. That's my goal. Four giveaways.
And Speaking of giveaways, I just wanted to do a quick shout out and congratulations to our t-shirt giveaway on my Twitch stream. I did it on my birthday. And it goes
happy
out
birthday,
to you. Yeah, thank you. Happy belated. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming out, guys, and enjoying birthday
dinner.
Yeah,
it was fun. That was a blast.
It was fun. It was very fun. And the winner was Dybyl, Dybyl. And congratulations. He gets a medium-sized t-shirt for free.
Nice. Cool. Those mediums. Those are the...
Yeah, apparently. Everybody's like...
They're in much demand.
Everybody likes the mediums.
A lot of mediums out there. All right. So do we have anything from last week that we needed to correct or reassess? I don't know. We're usually pretty spot on with information.
We nail it.
Laser focused.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the last episode was one of the first times I really talked in depth about actual gaming material. And I was going over Sombra. I did make some incorrect statements about her. For instance, her teleport is the device itself is not destructible. You have to wait outside the device and have her teleport back in order to kill Sombra. For her invisible, it is just 6 seconds. I confused the overlap of the teleport device to with the invisibility. So the invisibility is just the bar when it goes down, and the teleportation, it actually lets you know how many seconds, I think, you have left to teleport back.
Yeah, I want to say they each have their own bar. Mm-hmm. And you could have both bars up.
Yeah,
and they both
like
drain away.
So those were my incorrect statements.
We'll talk a little more about her and the Overwatch update, which is shit. Let's get right into it. We're already on it. Yeah. Okay. So I thought just Sombra was going to come out, and boom, there was this gigantic update. There's a new map, which, when you play, have you played it in like normal game mode, or is it just for like battling and stuff?
The only time I've been in the map was for 3v3 with
there's no 6v6 version of it.
Not that I've come across from playing.
Because I thought it was a tiny part of a bigger map, but it's just for 3v3 and 1v1.
What's the location?
Antarctica, which is probably the only continent that they haven't hit yet, maybe.
Okay.
So it makes sense. You know, it's a frozen.
Do they have
like,
America?
Yeah, the
Hollywood.
South, the Hollywood and
oh, Hollywood right.
And the Southwest one, where yeah. the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dumb question, Chad.
Not bad.
Playing
South
Overwatch.
America. Nope, they don't have one.
Yeah, they have one in. Well, does Mexico count? I guess not.
Nope.
Brazil? No. Anyway, now you threw me all off. What the fuck was I talking about?
Small map.
A small little like battle map. Mm-hmm. Now, what is 3v3 and what's 1v1? This whole arcade mode was launched with the new update as well. Inside of it, this is where the brawl is now found. And the brawls are like random. You can't just go into a brawl, or maybe you can still. But this is like all the past brawls randomly put in. That's the one I like the least. There's probably six options. There's one where there's no limits, mm-hmm. where you can go in and pick six mazes and have the shittiest game ever. So those two suck, in my opinion. Chi, did you play either one of those?
I played when I was testing out Sombra, I was playing like 5v5
Sombra. Oh, Sombra,
games,
yeah. And that's the other thing, too.
Bastion.
In normal games, you can't pick more than one character.
Oh, okay.
Now.
So they did make the change.
So that's why they put in this new thing. The ones that I really enjoy are the 1v1, where you're going up against another person, best of five. No, it's first one to four for some reason, I think. I don't know why it's like that, but I don't think three gets it for you. So anyway, and so you're playing the same character 1v1. With all your abilities, alts, everything, and then you just go up against each other. Although you don't,
but it's usually, random, right?
It's random what character comes up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, so you don't get to pick your character.
Yeah, so some of them really suck,
like Roadhogs,
Symmetra.
So it was a lot before
it
was
over really quick.
Since it's randomized, you could go in there and just expect it to lose if, for some reason, you're outclassed.
It's basically skill versus skill. Yeah, there's no complaints here. Like, you can't say...
Oh, okay.
It's more like it's testing your full array of characters.
Of characters, because you won't play the same character twice.
You know, it's kind of like an all-random, all-mid match where you have to be good with everybody because you have no idea who you're going to get.
Yeah. But, sometimes you'll get Torborn, and it's like the guy who has the biggest balls actually loses because he's going to get hit by the turret. It's just...
Oh, two Torborns have got to just suck.
Yeah, it just kind of sucks. Mm. There's changes for everybody, for a bunch of characters.
Does for that 1v1, is there like an objective that you guys are trying to work for? That's what it should
just
do.
Kill each other.
Because
they don't last long.
I can imagine two Torborns are just sitting in their corner.
Wait, so so when you spawn, you guys are both the same class, and it's 1v1,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was you spawn as a random class, like you could be a Symmetra going up against a Roadhog.
No. It's the same character.
It's always a mirror match.
And that's why, like, if you're a Symmetra, it's like everybody's sitting up their turrets, but and then they're playing like
passively.
Okay. It gets tricky with the defensive characters.
All right. That makes more sense.
Two Mercies has got to just
3v3 is even cooler, where it's three people versus three. You get to choose your characters, but it's more like a Counter-Strike map where if you get killed, you don't come back. So it makes it super intense. Overwatch has always been fun and just like a great time, but never have you had the intensity of not coming back to life. And now you have that like super overbearing fact that's going on. So I thought it was really interesting.
Do you think like from a competitive scene that would be something that people are going to steer more towards from like
maybe
a
I don't know
environment?
Well, since there's only one map, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, because it mirrors more closely the first person shooter games that are competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just heard complaints that like the different style of first person shooter is turning people off from the competitive scene because it's not really something that they're used to, but
I'm not the one to talk about it, man. Because the biggest complaint about this game is the competitive part of it, and it's the part that I don't really care about. I don't care about between quick play and competitive. I think they're equally fun.
The number one thing that still bothers me about the significance of skill difference between competitive and quick play is that there are people who are more so competitive players and can't play with people of lower competitive stature because of that 1,000 skill divide. And then it is very punishing still, the system, if you lose and have a lower group rating than a higher group rating. So I think hopefully maybe there's a better way around that.
You don't sound bitter at all.
Well, because I'm so bitter.
I think Blizzard.
Nobody wants to play with me anymore. Really, my core gamers are like, I play with you every time. Dust.
And we do well, by the way. Right, I think.
Until she rage quits.
Every time we play, we
But we don't play enough competitive.
Right. Yeah. Because there's other people with us.
Yeah. Again, falls into the
same chat. They keep looking at me.
Category. Yeah. No, that wasn't. Oh, that didn't go well.
Last one.
Blizzard.
One more other thing where random characters. Every time you die, you get a new random character. 6v6.
Oh, is that what that one is?
I like that one.
That one sounds cool.
And you can get. But I got in 2 hours. I got like 8 loot boxes.
Like, oh yeah, because you get bonuses when you play bonus, each match, yeah. and you get a loot box when you play
your first
three
win in two of them. It's a lot like Smite. They're taking a lot of things from Smite.
That's awesome. I think as far as that competitive thing is going, what I think Chi's running into is I see it a lot of times in Blizzard games, both Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch. I feel like this is it, and that's. You can never be an all-star in their games. Like, they set it up so, like, Heroes of the Storm, you level up together. So you can never really out-level people unless your whole team is an all-star. But it's the same way in Overwatch. Like, you can make some amazing individual plays, but you still lose because they don't really
contribute. Nobody even notices, really.
Yeah, they don't contribute that much to the overall play. And it's just a different strategy. Like, it's very hard because if you're in Dota and you're a hard carry, and you out carried everybody, you're just going to win. But, you can outskill the other guy, the other five guys, if you are skilled enough.
I guess so. It's all inclusive, right? That's the thing with this game. It's trying to include as many people as possible, and that means lowest common denominator. But look at Star Wars Battlefront. Nobody's complaining about no lack of competitive scene in that game. Why does Overwatch have to meet this standard? I don't know. I just think it's a fun game that should be fun.
Yeah,
like TF. Why
Blizzard is pushing the competitive
side. This is why.
Exactly.
Why isn't Overwatch like considered like TF2, where you just jump in and just play and have fun and not care?
Because Blizzard's trying to push it. They started the competitive ladder and everything. Like
Blizzard is investing heavily in esports this upcoming year.
Yeah, and if to
so
be
it
honest,
does need
for
to
me,
come up to stuff.
For Overwatch and myself, that is a huge appeal. When I feel like my time spent getting better at the game is going to be rewarded by a rank or a status, and it's that repertoire even amongst friends. Really, like when you look at me, I don't want you to look at me and be like, "Oh, gold star scrub." You know, it's like I'd be like, "Oh, I'm platinum."
Although, compare your time invested in CS:GO versus your time.
CS:GO, I've been playing since I was 11 years old, 12 right. maybe. So, and I'm still mediocre at that game, and it takes training, true training, to get significantly better. Whereas with Overwatch, yes, the more time invested, you could see yourself becoming a better player, but more significantly so, it's finding a good group to play cooperatively with. And
I can't play competitively
with those that I feel like I level with on a competitive, at least mentality. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Overwatch's impression of my skill set, it's
do you know how happy everybody
me pushed out of that
we'd be
group.
Way more everybody here would be way more happy if Bobby's attentions were on Overwatch and not HOTS.
Oh, like I know, right?
We'd have somebody to
Is
carry
there
us.
Any way we could convince him?
I know. It's
yeah. Not,
What if they?
You'd be the greatest mercy of all
hero
time.
into Overwatch, but that would be just. Is yep. there any unique? Here we go. And Hero of the Storms. Is there any unique Hero of the Storms characters, or are they all transplants from other Blizzard games?
No, they're
all
from
transplants.
Other
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there. Do you think there will ever be an original Heroes of the Storm?
No,
the
because
closest heroes? They yeah. come is they take character. They've taken one character, the Lost Vikings, from one of their older games from the 90s, and a lot of people have asked for Blackthorn in the game, but they kind of skirted around that issue every time it's asked at BlizzCon, but. Yeah, that's as close as you get. And I think that draws a lot of people in, is the fact that they recognize people from WoW. They recognize people from Overwatch. So it gets into that cross-promotional stuff we'll be talking about a little later.
Let's talk about a new game, huh?
Yeah, so Titanfall 2, thanks to Pharaoh Steve for letting... He said, high alert, everyone should know you can get Titanfall 2 for what amounts to 5% off because it's on sale on Origin for some reason, even though it's got good reviews.
Well, they're really trying to push the game. So the actual ticket price of it would be $33.99, I think, after all the discounts.
Right? Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I could have sworn I paid $31, but
unless you live in Australia, then it's like $172.
Yeah, seriously.
And all the cursing is bleeped out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I picked it up because I was thinking about picking it up, but I didn't want to pay $60. Good thing I didn't, because I ended up getting it for that price. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's rated 86 on Metacritic, and it's a AAA title, and I got it in the first week that it was out for $30.
I told you before we started.
Shit. The worst.
Literally the worst.
Now, goddamn, that threw me off.
Titanfall 2.
My brother never called me.
A week, really weird. A week off.
I haven't talked to him since the funeral. It's really weird. Well, no.
Let's hope it's not another one.
And we're fully derailed.
I know. So I played maybe 2 hours of it, and I was playing through the campaign. Pretty solid. I'm enjoying it. We're getting to that point in games now where I don't know if my card is giving me and my screen combination is giving me everything that I could possibly be getting. I don't think so anymore. Like, I definitely can see that this game could be pushed past what my rig is giving me. And so now I'm starting to think of an upgrade for the first time. So yeah, that definitely has to
happen. What do you got? You got a 970, right?
And I have a 970 on a 1080 monitor.
Yeah, 1080.
Yeah.
Good Lord, buddy.
All right. Somebody talk about sex.
Oh, while we were at Costco, we saw basically a 4K monitor for what, $350 or something like that?
Yeah, $399 I think it was. It was like 27 inches.
I don't remember the exact model or whatever, but
You got to watch out with a 4K monitor. A lot of those have a lower refresh rate too. I think you can get them in 60 hertz, which is what most people are used to, but I could never go below 120 hertz now. Like, that smooth movement is more valuable to me than high resolution at this point. So I'd recommend one of those. But I don't know if we still talking Titanfall 2 here?
So back to Titanfall 2. It's okay. Full of gaming tropes. It's like, you know, it's an EA game. It's the same shit. It's wall jumping. It's
sliding.
It's sliding. It's all this stuff. But that's not to take away from the game. It's actually really fun. I found myself leaning forward in my chair for a couple of the sessions. It's just exciting, you know. You're playing alongside your mech, and the mech kind of has this whole, like...
Is this campaign or is this multiplayer?
This is campaign.
Okay.
This is the mech has its own, like, little Johnny Five thing going on where, like, it's definitely logical and only talks in robot voice, but it's gaining your affection at the same time. That part of it is pretty well written.
Your personal claptrap, or...
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
But he's not trying to be funny.
Reference.
Yeah. Claptrap's trying to be funny, but this guy's like being logical. But
Johnny Five was
funny. Yeah, he's being funny.
Okay.
Without trying to be. Anyway, you know, the story is like whatever, but it is
the
fun.
The story is like whatever.
Have
you played multiplayer, though? Because the original Titanfall said they were trying to work in the single-player narrative into the multiplayer experience, and it didn't really do a very good job of that. The game was basically just multiplayer, and this one has like its own separate campaign, right?
Yeah, This is a full-on campaign, and it's teaching you the different Titans as you play through it, the different loadouts and what you can get and what they're called. So I think that's going to help you. It's actually going to help you when you get into the real game. And when you look at somebody, it tells you what their loadout is. So you would know how to kind of like, how to take the whole paper, scissors, rock approach to fighting that one mech. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that part where it's like teaching you everything that you need to know for when you join the multiplayer. But they put in work to the single player. It's not like something they just threw together. And you have your standard stuff where, like, you jump out of your mech because he's too big to push the button that you need to push, so you have to fight your way to the button to push the button, and it's fighting its way along. I like it. I definitely worth the $31.
Do you see it as an 87 or whatever? or is it just another?
It's too early to tell because I need to know how the, you know, and the net code on the multiplayer is.
Yeah.
When a game comes like this comes out, I would say like 50% of my review is based on the campaign, or maybe even less.
With this campaign, I imagine it more to be like the Halo and or Gears of War, where everything is preset. There's no conversation customization, or like Call of Duty, actually. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you're just really moving through the maps while the story is happening around you, and it's all
fixed.
The only
thing you can customize is your loadout. So as you unlock them, you can, you get a new one, you can try it out, and then you can just go back to whichever one you want after that.
Okay.
And, yeah, I definitely have my favorites. And the loadouts are not for you. There's tons of weapons. Actually, yeah, there was a couple, I would say, and this never happens. As far as, like, when you're on foot, there's two weapons that were completely original that I haven't seen anything like.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that never happens.
Which ones are they?
One had, like,
because the ones I saw were just very generic.
Yeah,
assault,
well, I was using the shotgun almost the whole time. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is new. Threw it away. Shotgun. I was like, yeah, awesome.
Sounds like my type of play style.
It, yeah, it take too long to explain, but they had their own cool little mechanics. And the loadouts were pretty different. When I say loadouts for your mech, you can have different kinds of, so you can have a fast, medium, tank class mech, but then the loadouts can be any one of those. You can add any kind of loadout. So there's ones that deny, they're like area denial. There's some that are direct damage. There's some that fly. It's all over the place, and it's really cool. It's a very smart game. The AI sucks just as bad as Battlefield 2. I'm playing on hard, but I'm not complaining as much as I am on Battlefield 1. Battlefield 1, the AI, I mean, they're just as bad. For some reason, it's not as terrible. Maybe because I don't know what
it is. Didn't we talk about like 2 years ago on this podcast about how AI is getting better and it's going to be so awesome, and then we're going to get to the point where we don't know if it's AI or players because they're going to be so... Remember this whole conversation we had? This was like 2 years ago.
It's like every article I ever read. Yeah.
Was it like that conversation you had about VR 5 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know which case on AI, though. Like you're talking about AI not being good, and I'm like, well, who cares? You know, you play a game like that to play against other people.
I know, but you want your campaign to at least be interesting.
Well, if it's a campaign, yeah.
Because what's the Metro 2033, right? That's the first one?
Mm-hmm.
So I played that one, and I was awed by the AI. Like,
oh, yeah. Actually, Metro 2033.
You played it?
Yeah. Amazing AI, actually. Yeah. They were very combat smart.
Yeah, exactly.
They weren't very predictable. They used their environment around them.
Yep.
And they were in tune to elements, really. And they even responded verbally about different elements happening around them.
And you can play the same part over and over and over, and they won't be in the same places.
Yeah, exactly.
They would talk to each other, and it sounded like they were really communicating. Whoever did the AI for that game, a bunch of Russians in a cold-ass office somewhere, they nailed it. No, that's true. Because
why do you think there's
one
like...
One of the few titles I beat, actually, Metro 2033. Or is it 2033?
I never finished it.
Last Light was the one I think you're referring to right now.
Wasn't there a 2034?
Last Light's the one you played, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the strippers that are hot, even though everybody's starving.
Yeah, but that was the one where the whole backstory or the story behind the game was really interesting because it was like somewhere in Ukraine where they were working in terrible conditions.
I'm just wondering why we have physics engines that people use, and you can get the engine and use the engine, and we have graphics engines and you can use it.
Why not an AI engine
that people trademark and
they could just
sell?
Take the Metro one and just because, apply like, it to every soldier in every game ever, and it would be fantastic.
I bet you it wouldn't be that hard to incorporate a new AI engine into.
We'll have to call LabMonkey explain as why it can't be done.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So anyway, I'm enjoying it, but I only played it for 2 hours. A little more on that next week. I'll probably have it beat by then because this is the kind of game that I'm just going to play all the way through.
All right. Titanfall 2. Now's the time to play it, too, if you want to get into the multiplayer.
Are either of you guys?
I might pick it up because, like I was just saying, it's if you want to play multiplayer, the community is never going to be bigger than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the best time to play multiplayer.
Oh, yeah. You were saying when you played Titanfall 1, you picked it up really late, and there wasn't a whole lot of community at that point.
Mm-hmm. Personally, with my experience with the first Titanfall, I enjoyed it, but not enough to the point where I wanted to play it more than a night just trying it out. Mm-hmm. So I'll save my money for another big title.
They keep teasing that eventually you're going to get a sword on your mech. And I'm like, fuck, when am I going to get that? But it hasn't happened yet. I'm sure they're keeping it. I'm only, 2 hours in, so.
Cool. All right, let's move on to the highlights and the lowlights of the week.
Lots this week.
Yeah, what do we want to start with?
Let's start with the Nexus Challenge.
Might as well get this out of the way. So the Nexus Challenge is something that they're doing with Heroes of the Storm, where they're trying to bring in all those Overwatch players into Heroes of the Storm by offering
one skin,
free characters in Heroes of the Storm. Basically, if you play games with friends, you get a bunch of characters in Heroes of the Storm for free. You get an Oni skin, which looks really good. It's a Genji skin.
It looks really good.
So the majority of Overwatch players are going to be playing Heroes of the Storm just to get that skin. There's also some portraits and some other small stuff with it. But
how long is that running through? Do I have time?
For a while. I think January.
Oh, okay. Good.
It started November 15th. It's running until January. And it has brought a lot of people over. I feel like Blizzard is almost re-releasing HOTS right now. They're just like pushing this every possible way they can. It's
you said last
why the
week
big push right now.
I don't know. Probably because it's after BlizzCon. They actually have the game at a place where it's I don't know. The game has never been better than it is right now mechanically. So it's a good time to promote it. But there's all these YouTube ads. It was promoted on Twitch, so it's a top thing. When it was being, if you go on Twitch and look at the top streamed games, it was always at the top there. And a lot of big streamers have been playing it and just streaming their 15 games that they play for the skin and bringing in a lot of people that way. It's been good. I mean, it's been definitely enlarging the community. I think someone said that the subscription rate on Reddit was up like a couple thousand because of it.
Wow.
Which made me look at the subscription count on other MOBA games, and Heroes of the Storm is at around 130, I believe. Overwatch is 230, 250, something like that. And League of Legends, of course, is at like 800. Dota, I believe, is around 300 to 400. This is all based off of like 2 minutes of internet research. So.
This is Twitch subscriptions that you're talking about, right?
No, this is Reddit. The subreddit, the people who are subscribed to the subreddit of these games.
Okay, gotcha. That makes
I feel like
sense.
Those people don't unsubscribe when they stop playing the game also, too, though.
It is possible. See, I don't know. I don't know how most people do Reddit, but for me, I only use Reddit for Heroes of the Storm, and that's it. That's the only reason I ever started using Reddit, but I know a lot of people are just on Reddit regardless, and whatever they happen to be interested to, they subscribe to those threads.
Mm-hmm. So there's also a Reddit forum for how to whiten your socks completely.
There probably is. There's a Reddit forum for everything.
Bobby, you were concerned last week when we were talking about, or 2 weeks, whenever we talked about this, that you were going to get a lot of people that were either AFK farming or a lot of like people that just had no idea what they're doing. Yeah. Has the community gotten better or have you seen issues with the community now that this is going on?
I haven't because those people are not playing in my games. Oh. I'm in a whole nother tier than that. So it doesn't affect me personally, but the community has been pretty receptive towards it. I mean, the HOTS community is pretty good compared to all the MOBAs I've played. They're actually a somewhat friendly group. The only thing that I've seen that's negative is some streamers come over from Overwatch and they play the AI games just to get the skin really quick. And they stream that. And I guess some people who came over were speaking negatively about the game, saying like, oh my God, this game is so easy. You know, why would anyone play this? Which is kind of weird because you're playing AI. And if you lose against the AI in Heroes of the Storm, then you are very, very bad. That's why when we lost the AI in Paragon, I'm just like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, you said the HOTS community
but
is
you
fairly
lost some
friendly. But there's still no voiceover, correct?
No, but they do plan to implement that. They announced that at BlizzCon. There's going to be voice chat in Heroes of the Storm. Not the Blizzard voice that they've implemented in Battle.net, but actual in-game voice chat.
Hmm. That's so, when the unfriendliness rolls in.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people are less likely to BM you over voice than in chat, for sure.
I like to just call them out and then immediately mute them so you can't hear back.
Playing a MOBA game and you're almost constantly spawned into the game and clicking and, you know, having to juggle so many different levels of awareness, generally typing over voiceover, I feel like, wouldn't But I'm kidding because I'm kind of swallowing my own words, but foot and mouth, whatever. Because in Dota 2, there's a lot of shit talking over typing and not so much over voice.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you guys hear that? Did you see that? I think it was Call of Duty, one of the Call of Duties, where the guy is like an African, he's super African like accent, and people are making fun of him, but he's actually a hacker. That's modifying his voice. Have you guys seen this?
No.
All right, so he goes on there. He goes, "What do you want to do?" You know, like really African. And so people are like, "Hey, you know, shut up." You know, saying like flaming at him. But he's actually a hacker modifying his voice. So then he's telling them, "Hey, Jeremy from Wisconsin," like in the other voice, "are you sure you want to be?" And we're like, like, "Oh, I gotta go. And they're like,
"Oh, hey, man."
And it's just a montage of him doing this to like tons of people, and then it just says, "Be careful who you like be rude to online," or something.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's why I'm rude to everybody.
I love when hackers use their power for good, like anonymous.
It's funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I played Retro City Rampage because I thought it was going to be like River City Rampage.
Yeah,
which is Chad always talks about it.
River City Ransom.
River City. Okay, so pretty close.
Yeah,
and so I thought it was going to be, you know, something akin to that, but this is basically like a GTA 1 that has every reference to every 80s thing ever. Like anything from Rubik's Cube to Ninja Turtles to, like, just everything. What did you think of it, Chad? You played it too.
It was fun. It tried too hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, tried too hard to be funny and campy and stuff.
The whole time.
And sometimes it was like it fell flat. But sometimes it was humorous. And
no, for sure. Like, we laughed out loud while we were playing it.
Yeah.
But that, so there's one thing to be said for nostalgia. There's another thing to be said for your car handles like shit on purpose.
When you say it's just like GTA 1, is it like top down?
Top down, yeah.
I was kind of thinking it was similar to Miami Hotline, but you do get in cars and drive around and stuff like that. So
Miami Hotline.
Graphics are
Hotline Miami.
Oh, it's almost.
It's way 8-bit. It's like
8-bit.
But like GTA. Right now, he's wearing a Mario hat. Like, it's just all just throwback shit.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of references.
Well, let's ask the master. Bobby, you have 6 hours played on this. Do you want to explain?
Yeah, it's not a yourself. Great game. It's not a great game. They rely too heavily on the callbacks and the nostalgia. The game itself is not that fun to play. I guess it's kind of mechanically challenging. You can run around and shoot things. It's like a Nintendo game when it comes to graphics, but it's not something. I played it for a little while, and then I quickly lost interest.
6 hours. Do you know what it would take for, like, Doom?
Oh, I see.
The new Doom didn't even get 6 hours out of you.
Of
Akari Warriors.
Let's see when the last time I played this game was. Super I think it shows
Mario.
That.
Yeah, it's probably in the dark days.
It's like they took every single classic game and morphed it into
Contra.
One with an overtone of Grand Theft Auto. Okay, I see.
But then there's also references to movies from like the 80s and 90s and all sorts of really, really Emilio. This is your game and you proceed to leave.
Let Emilio be Emilio.
All right. If you're wondering what happened, Emilio went to the bathroom. So I guess we're done talking about that game that he brought up. I guess I'll bring something up really quick. I'm getting back into Street Fighter V. Not back, but I'm starting to get into Street Fighter V a little bit just because there's a tournament going on at work. So I'm playing the story mode. So
is there a choice character that you have?
If there's
a tournament, you're practicing moves and everything, right?
Alex is my
your
character.
Go-to. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if we really talked about the story mode on Street Fighter V before, but it's tried to be like Mortal Kombat story mode. You guys know that where like you play different characters and the story goes on and there's fights that come up and so mm-hmm. you have to fight them.
Yeah.
Usually the story is pretty awful in those.
No, Mortal Kombat's like known for their good story in their Mortal Kombat games.
I don't know.
In at
not
least
the
in,
one that I played. I think the last one I played was 9. MK9.
9 was okay. X was really good. And Street Fighter was like, oh, we'll do the same thing. And they just, it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
I do kind of see how the characters all tie together in Mortal Kombat, whereas in Street Fighter, you know, they're really fighters from all over the world, and other than a tournament, how otherwise would their lives be tied in together? Yeah.
Exactly. But the story is not about a tournament.
That's the answer.
Really?
It's not a tournament. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow, we're all in a cab together. Let's talk about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The only one that ever pulled it off was Street Fighter the movie, the animated one. That was the first one. I mean, they kind of forced it still, but it kind of worked.
So that it's only adding to the game for me because I'm kind of understanding now who's who as far as, like, Laura was a character in Street Fighter V that I just thought they pulled out of thin air.
If I had a Street Fighter story,
but apparently not.
I would have Blanca be Chun-Li's miscarried child with Akira. And
that's actually it. That's the truth.
Yeah, you found it.
I was watching while Chad was playing.
Just kidding.
You nailed it.
No, that's awful.
There hasn't been any Blanca in this story.
And then he's like,
I've been a Capcom fan almost my whole life, and not anymore. The last 2 years, they're just putting out shit. It sucks because if this goes down, maybe it'll be like THQ or whatever, where somebody buys the rights just to. I wish somebody, Bethesda, would pick up Street Fighter 2.
Well, as far as a competitive fighting game, Street Fighter 5 is still considered one of the best.
Lots of complaints from the...
From what?
From tournament players. They don't like the game at all. It's not balanced. There's a bunch of bugs. It's not good. It's not Street Fighter 4.
When's the last time you looked at Street Fighter 5 content? Like, are you talking about like when the game first came out?
Yeah, and now.
Oh,
it's still not. I think Street Fighter 4 was a much more tournament worthy game.
Wait a second. Is Street Fighter 5 even on PC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not a good game. You didn't know.
Yeah.
Well,
anyways.
I just automatically think controller and or stick.
You stick your, you know, Xbox controller in there.
By the way, that pink one you gave me? It's pretty good because controller.
It's a good controller.
It's better than the wireless ones. Yeah, I shouldn't have.
The wireless
shit about
ones
it.
Tend to turn off on me for no reason at all and mess up my game.
So, Ori and the Blind Forest. I finished it. Still a great game. Somehow you haven't been paying attention. It brings on the feels, man. It's a good game. Chad and I also played some because
it makes me feel pretty in the heart.
Should we start with my situation first?
Yeah, your situation.
Okay, so my computer's been shutting off
once
in a while, and I was suspecting that it was overheating, specifically the GPU. So I took it apart and cleaned it out, and I put my heatsink back on my CPU with thermal paste and all. And booted up, and we tried to play some Overwatch together, everybody here. Not Bobby, because Bobby doesn't play Overwatch.
I was there.
Yeah. And I was just getting stuttering, like two frames. And I was like, I can't play this.
I thought you were just kidding. I'm like, Chad, you can't play Overwatch on mobile.
So I shut it off.
What's funny is his score wasn't any less than it usually is.
Yeah, I was doing okay. I was still killing it. So what else happened? Oh, I heard like a pop and like a loud whine.
Pops are bad.
Yeah, I shut it up. Anyways,
pop with popcorn, good. Pop with computer,
anyways,
terrible.
It's not starting. When I turn it on, it lights up for a second, and then shuts down. Lights up for a second, shuts down. Lights up for a second, shuts down. So,
You know, I got a guy for that.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Is he right next to you?
Yeah.
Did you try taking the graphics card out and starting the computer up?
And that's why you call Bobby.
I have not done that.
Okay. You have friends, Chad, moments like this.
The point of the story.
Hey, Chad, did you do step one? you didn't? Okay, we can't talk anymore.
Oh, no,
You've got AAA for your car, BBB for Bobby.
Yeah.
Got 3 Bs for your PC.
So what?
Call triple B.
The reason why I think it was a failure with my CPU was I ran the Intel diagnostic and it was getting overheat failures, and I also noticed one of my fans was not running. I only have one out fan and it wasn't running. So I'm like, this case is shit. This this motherboard shit. I just need to kind of start over. So
I need to just kind of spill something on the whole damn thing and just be like, oh, new computer day.
So concurrently, while I was doing this, I also have kind of been, when I opened it up, there's a, what are we all laughing about?
It's all just funny. Your situation.
So when I opened it up, I'm like, why do I have this giant fucking case? I literally have a motherboard, a graphics card, a power supply, and a tiny ass SSD hard drive. Like, why do I have this giant fucking case?
Yeah, it sits at the very bottom. Yeah. It looks like a postage stamp, doesn't it? Yeah,
so
just
I'm like
my PC.
I'm like, fuck this. I want a small case. Is this too hard to ask to get just a small case that doesn't have all this garbage on it? Because I don't need 8 hard drive bays. Like, nobody needs that anymore. So I was doing my research. So I ended up buying an MITx, which is the form factor. It's really small. Like, it's the motherboard is probably about that size. MITx. The case is a little bit bigger. It basically looks like a subwoofer. But the downside is it was supposed to get here today. I was supposed to put it together and give you guys what I thought on it. However, the case is not here yet. It's already 7:30 at night. It's supposed to be there by 8, so hopefully when... And then
I get home.
And then I'm leaving for a week. Yeah. So I probably won't be able to tell you about it.
So you bought a new case, but did you get any other new hardware?
I got a new case, a new motherboard, I needed a vertical heat sink for my CPU, so I got a vertical heat sink for my CPU, and I got 2 additional fans because the case only came with one big fan, so I got 2
ground
additional
total
ones.
Being...
The motherboard was like $80, the case was like $60, and the fans were like $10 each.
But didn't we also talk about that maybe your problem was your chipset?
Chipset's on the motherboard.
If I...
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had to buy them separately.
If my the CPU you're talking about?
Yeah, CPU.
If the CPU,
there are people out there laughing so hard right now.
If the CPU is failing, then I have a whole another problem. Mm. But I'm hoping it's not a CPU.
Mm. It rarely is.
Bobby, leave me alone.
No.
I drink beer and jerk off. Besides that, don't expect much of me.
Did you feed the hamster inside the wheel?
Yeah, no. He was dead. I needed a whole new hamster. That was the pop. His little brain shot out the top of his fucking skull.
I saw him. He got 2 wires and got on a 9-volt battery and tried to put it on him.
I said, clear. No, but he was dead. He dead. So... Anyways, but while that was going on, I decided I wasn't spending enough money. So we also went to Costco, and I bought a new 65-inch flat-screen TV.
What?
4K.
4K.
Long overdue purchase.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
everybody would make
smaller,
fun of
it.
Not anymore.
I think my TV was bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody would make fun of
8
Chad's
years ago.
TV. That was like
it was,
one.
Mine was probably...
10 years ago.
Mine was probably 10 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
What a great TV, though.
Yeah. And what did you think? I got an LG. It was an LG mid-range model from Costco. It was how much? 750, 770, something
it
like
came
that.
Out to let's
eight
like 850.
It came out to 850 with tax.
And,
now is it a smart TV? It probably
yes.
is.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And those are great.
They don't call them TVs.
Is
anymore.
It fueled by Gatorade?
By law, they can't call them
What's
TVs.
Up?
They're like
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
I said, is it fueled by Gatorade?
Oh yeah, it is.
It has electrolytes. They can't call them TV, so everywhere it says this is not a TV.
Oh, this one is technically a TV. It does still have a coaxial.
Oh, it has a coaxial. Oh,
yeah.
The other ones, like the Samsungs, they say not a TV. This is a high-definition display. Because, by law, they have to disclose that it
If it doesn't have a coax in, they can't call it a TV because you can't hook it up to your cable box.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But it's got a bunch of HDMI ins and...
So,
stuff, so
our big concern,
and it's a smart TV, you said,
yeah,
right?
Smart. Yep.
Cool.
Our big concern was how are we going to get UHD? That's 4K UHD content because there's so little of it. But for those people that have maybe bought it and don't know yet, Amazon Prime actually has a whole UHD section. So we got to watch the first. This is the best possible thing we could have watched.
It was awesome too because it was literally one cord, just the power cord.
Yeah. You plug in the power cord, the TV connects to Wi-Fi on its own. There's one cord, and it went. We connected to Amazon Prime,
yep.
And then they have their own UHD section. It only has like 8 things. It's all Amazon
exclusive,
content.
Yeah.
But one of those is Top Gear, and we're both a fan of Top Gear.
Although it's not called Top Gear anymore.
Oh, it's called
Grand Tour GT.
Grand Tour, yeah.
And which was a great episode, by the way.
It was a great episode.
If you're a Top Gear fan...
You don't even have to be a Top Gear fan or a fan of cars. My girlfriend was sitting there. I'm back with Sam. Sorry, apologies, or maybe congratulations.
No one want saw to that it. Coming.
I know there's a lot of ladies that were thinking they had a chance, but...
Sorry, ladies, he's off the market again.
So, anyway, it was...
I'm actually really happy about it. I am super ecstatic to know that they're back together.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right without having her be a part of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So back to GT. What were you saying?
It was great. I don't know what I was saying.
Oh, so it's beautiful on the 4K and all the bright.
Yeah, 4K on 4K. Yeah. Amazing. So good. And you were playing games on it. How was that?
Awesome. It was...
But not computer games.
It was amazing. The only thing, my concern is the audio isn't super loud.
Yeah, it's not
so good. I might have to...
bar.
Yeah, you can get those bars. Like on the TV that I have up bar here, the speakers are in the back, so it shoots the sound. I think it's actually downward facing. They call them downward facing speakers. So the sound isn't coming at you. It's coming at a different angle. Yeah, so the sound is never good on these ones. Yeah. They kind of expect you to invest in some third-party sound system.
Fuck, TVs have come a long way. One, we took away his 10-year-old TV and put it on the same wall mount because it's lighter than his old TV.
Yeah.
Even though it's 50% bigger.
What size is this one, Bobby?
That is a 70.
Yeah, that's a big TV.
Yeah, it's a big one, but it's only 1080p. Gotcha. I really like this one. And only the smart 1080p. TV is... Yeah.
What else is there?
4K.
The one he only has a 1080.
That's what you guys mean when you're dropping 4K.
What a pussy. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still a girl. I can't.
I was talking about Bobby with his 1080 TV. I act like it's my TV, too. I was sitting down. I was like, this is awesome. I have no buyer's remorse. I didn't pay for it. The other thing I want to bring up is he paid $850 for one of the top, I mean, there was $2,400 TVs.
Oh my God, those were amazing.
He paid $850 for like something that's a little bit beyond what's currently available, right? Mm-hmm. So that'd be like buying a Titan X or something like that.
Yeah.
And for $850, I bought my Sony Trinitron. Look it up. It weighs 300 pounds, takes three guys to move it.
What?
TV.
It was huge. It was a projection TV, right? It was a short-range projection, wasn't it?
32 inches, and it was $2,400 I paid for it.
But that was top of the line back then.
It was top of the line. But top of the line now, I'm just saying, like, it's come down so much.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's almost negative inflation when it comes to TV.
We need to get some over for some couch co-op and play on it.
It's so much better now.
Yes, indeed. I would love that.
Oh, and speaking of which, Overcooked?
Yeah.
Has a DLC now.
Oh, fun.
But who cares, because we can't even get through the first fucking world.
Yeah, we need to all sit down and
play
some more.
Everybody, I think it's Chad and I. We yell too much.
I'm totally available Wednesday nights for gaming. That's like my prime gaming night.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Max is giving you the stink eye, by the way.
Are you working there?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
All right, what else we got? Oh, you were supposed to talk Vagante. That was the round circle is I don't have a PC right now. So I'm literally sitting at home watching stuff on my big screen TV, but if I want a game, I'm either doing it on my phone or I'm going into Emilio's room to do it.
What about my PC, my crappy one?
It's at your house. You took it back.
I know. So you don't have a PC at all, period?
Well, it's supposed to be ready.
How about the GPU?
Like, it's supposed to be ready
tonight. All you have to do is like, oh, okay, then you're good. You're good. Okay.
But so anyway, so we got...
So we covered Vagante about 4 months ago, three, 4 months ago.
Still in early access.
Bobby, all three of us played it, and we were like, this game is too hard. It looks like it should be good, but it's too hard.
Yeah.
Still way too hard. Chad and I really like, hey, let's play this until we figure, because people are playing this and there's feedback, so they must be getting past the first world. So after about an hour or so, I think we figured it out. It's incredibly hard. Think about this. It's a 2D side-scroller RPG that uses every button on an Xbox controller, every single one. It uses the D-pad, the directional pad, all the
down push buttons, like when you push down on the joystick.
Yeah, exactly.
Was all that everything. D3? It uses is that what they
everything.
Call it?
And D's pad or
yeah,
L3 R3. Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't use those ones actually, but
It doesn't?
It uses a lot of fucking buttons for a 2D side-scroller where all you have to do is one button for attack. But it's incredibly deep. Basically, take a Spelunky and then add tons and tons and tons of items and RPG elements.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's even harder than Spelunky.
What's funny is we get down to play this, and he's like, Emil says, you know, I'm pretty much at the peak of my platforming ability right now because I've just beat Ori in the Blind Forest.
Yeah. And then I've never been better at jumping than I am right now.
Yeah.
Then proceeded to suck dick for the next 2 hours while we play Vagante.
I have a caveat.
So it's me playing while he's a skeleton, throwing shit at... Yes, Emil, go ahead.
Every game we ever play, by default, you pick the knight. Right, and the knight always has the most health points, always does the most damage. He's like, he's the Ryu, right? And yeah. So, and I'm always going with Dalsim or some like
Blanca,
some shitty ass character because I want to do more damage, and then I end up dying inevitably.
But then, you know, and when you learn how to use the character and you perfect like the what's that broken technique of Blanca with his blanket, electricity blanket thing. Like, there's just you're an unstoppable force.
Well, his thing is, I'm the knight. I need to be out in front.
Uh-huh.
But he thinks I'm moving too slow or whatever. He's the mage. He's got half the hit points I have.
And I do YOLO the mage.
He's pulling a smoochie. Yeah. That's what you're doing. Yeah.
You're a rabbit.
You're playing like smoochie. I'm basically like, guys, this is how I play my video games. If you're playing with me, I expect you to be much better than me. So I'm just going to run out there, and you just protect. You make my like my little inner bubble.
That's what he was doing.
Fairyland, and while you control all the chaos before it reaches to me.
And then he would be like, "Oh, I'm dead again." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're dead again because I'm over here progressing through the story as we should be, and he's running around killing himself, hanging off ledges."
Now you only get one health, one life, but you can come back as a skeleton.
We should play Left 4 Dead together and really get a true impression of how everybody plays co-op. Because I think out of all the
games, I know how you play Vermintide, and that makes me not want to play Left 4 Dead with you.
I was almost offended that you said it resembled Left 4 Dead because like.
What?
There was no actual gameplay nostalgia in terms of Left 4 Dead for me. It was not Left 4 Dead. It was a poor copycat.
Because you didn't have guns. Copyright. That's what it was. She's a gun.
Max, you're a gun.
I'm into shooters.
Yeah, you're a gun file.
First time I got a
But honestly, I think Left 4 Dead is it would be is one of the best cooperative interpretations of how
Left 4 Dead 2. You're talking about right?
You play. They're virtually the same game.
Yeah.
Like Left 4 Dead 2 could have been DLC for Left 4 Dead 1. And of how you basically
I know how it's going to go down.
Contribute to a team.
Bobby's going to know exactly what to do. Chad won't be able to execute what Bobby says.
No, I'm literally going to stand next to Bobby.
I'm going to think I know exactly what to do.
I would love to do like a Left 4 Dead 2 night with you guys.
Why Left 4 Dead 2 though?
And record it and put it on YouTube or something.
A little more recent.
Left 4 Dead 2, yeah.
It's a classic and everybody should know how to play it. So
one of our earliest episodes.
So I do have.
Yeah, everybody's played it. Yeah.
Even console people are all over it.
But Bobby said this, I think, when he reviewed that game. Not reviewed it, but just brought it up. You really get to... I've never added so many people to my friends list as with Left 4 Dead 2.
Twitch,
because you get to know what people are made of.
When I started on...
And that's why I defriended Chad from my friends list on Steam.
That's true.
When I started being a viewer on Twitch, I only looked at and watched Left 4 Dead streamers. Even though Left 4 Dead was a dead community, there's still like a small baby one for some reason, and I really only follow Left 4 Dead streamers, so.
Okay.
So, moving on to what's current.
What is going, Bobby? You like being on podcasts? You like to talk about stuff?
I talk. Yeah.
How's that go?
He did. He did his. Here's
his
the
hots.
Story.
He got hots out of the way, and he's.
You
he's
want to
like,
talk about something now?
He's all juiced out.
I feel like Robert De Niro. You know, when he and Joe Pesci were always on Saturday Night Live, like Joe Pesci would be like getting progressively angry, and Robert De Niro would be in the back, you know, like real quiet. And he's like, and Joe Pesci would be like, "I don't know. You hear this, Bobby?" And he'd be like, "I don't know. I hear things." You know, he's just like he's just very soft spoken and subtle and in the background.
He's diagnosing all of Chad's computer problems as silently.
Please do.
Well, Chad, you do need another video effective. Card. I got a 980 Ti that I was probably going to sell. But.
If this one is dunzo, I will definitely hit you up about the 980. No. I do have a quick question on that. The vertical heatsink that I have, it doesn't have it thermal paste on it, but it's got the copper ones that apply directly to it. It's got a sticker that says take the sticker off before you put it on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to apply additional thermal paste, right? It's already got something on there that should be working for that. That's why the sticker's there.
It might, but usually you don't want to use that stuff anyway. You want to scrape it off and use something like Arctic Silver 5 or some really good thermal paste.
Okay. I bought some thermal paste, so...
Yeah, whatever stuff comes with it. I don't know. With those aftermarket coolers, a lot of times they assume that you're going to have your own thermal paste, so they won't put the stuff
on it. Well, because the instructions said peel this off, stick it on.
Well, maybe it does. I don't know what kind you got.
Okay. It wouldn't hurt anything for me to put some of my own stuff on there, would it?
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, you want to scrape it off. You want a nice clean surface, so maybe use some alcohol and wipe that clean and then put your stuff on
there. Okay.
We still talking about computers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is a computer podcast.
No, I was just making sure.
Okay.
Install your chipset after you do that.
Yeah, make sure that's...
Make sure that's plugged in nice and tight. All right, what else we got?
I played Dishonored 2, but I played this on a console, but I just wanted to talk briefly about it. Two things that I wanted to bring up. One, you can play as either character. You can play as the old guy who...
Corvo.
What's his name again?
Corvo.
Yeah, Corvo. Or you can play his daughter who you helped save.
Daughter. Not his daughter. Emily.
The princess.
She calls...
Not his daughter.
She calls him...
Nope.
Did you get all the way through Dishonored?
Yeah. We both did.
I don't remember the narrative, though. Does she turn out to be his son? I don't think so.
His daughter?
I think he kind of takes care of her because her mom died, so he's like...
But maybe he banged that out on this. He is stealthy. He is stealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Maybe she didn't realize.
He was in and out
before she knew.
The king was probably sleeping right there,
yeah.
And he just banged it out.
Yeah.
He was holding A the whole time. That makes it silent.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. Yeah, so she calls him dad. So maybe that's not official. Maybe that's just what he calls. I didn't play Dishonored 1, and that was kind of... they kind of catch you up on the story, but not really. And I would have liked a little bit more or an option, hey, you didn't play Dishonored 1. Can you catch me up sort of thing?
Previously on Dishonored.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he talk in this one? Because in the first
Corvo?
One,
yeah,
he doesn't
does.
Talk at all.
And they show his face.
Both well, you basically play as the girl in this.
Yeah, I didn't like...
Yeah, they did the same thing with Dead Space. First Dead Space, dude doesn't talk at all. Second Dead Space, he won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a similarity between Alien and Aliens. Like, atmospherically, if you don't talk, you can get a lot more atmosphere going. Anyways, the second thing that I wanted to bring up is I set it to easy because I just wanted to get through the story. I just wanted to see what it's like and all. And a game like this, the difficulty setting is weird because just having more health or the enemies dying easier isn't necessarily the way to go because it's a stealth game. Mm-hmm. So in order to make it easier, you need to make the stealth portion easier.
Doesn't it adjust that too? Because I remember playing Dishonored 1 and the difficulty setting would adjust how easily they detected you.
Well, I'm not sure because I've only played easy, but I didn't feel like they were going easy on me. Like these guys were seeing me from pretty far away. They were recognizing me rather quickly. It took me a long time to do stealth assassinations or stealth kills, and they seemed to hear me from a long ways off. So if it got progressively harder, then it would be fucking really difficult. But they did... I did just read an article today about... They're making some changes. So Dishonored 2, as far as the PC version is concerned, was having a whole bunch of issues. But they're actually releasing a patch out now that should... Did I just lose it? God damn it. Maybe this is it. So they're adding a new difficulty mode called Game Plus. And then it's got some adjustable difficulties that are coming. Plus, they are doing a lot of patching to correct the PC issues. So if you do have the PC version of Dishonored 2, boot it up now and see if a patch has been applied. And it might be a lot better performance ones going on.
It's pretty much standard issue on AAA titles these days.
Yeah. So apparently some people on Steam aren't seeing it, though, so they're continuing to work on it. Like we said, we hate these games that are a work in progress when they come out, and then...
Only on the PC, I think.
Yeah. So that was it for Dishonored 2, but if I were to... My only complaint right now is, if you're going to let me put the option of easy... Let me actually have an easy time going through it.
They should just have hard, medium, easy, Chad.
Yeah. I would like that.
Burn.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Chad, why do you do this to yourself? I am listening to you say, easy mode is too hard for me. Well, why do you set yourself up to like have what Bobby just said happen to you?
I'm wondering if...
you could talk yourself up. Like, you stroke the e-bone a little bit. You got it. Like, I do all the time. I'm like, if you want to play with me, you have to put 1,000 hours in this game. Even though I'm probably not that good at video games, but I'd say that.
I'm not good at stealth games at all. Because you have to sit there, see the pattern that they're doing, and I'm just... I want to see the story. I don't want to have to sit. So I either have to go through hard or I have to try to do stealth, and hopefully I get it right the first time.
This is the only stealth game that I like. Probably the only one I can think of.
Well, Human Revolution was technically a stealth game, and I liked that one a lot. But I did enjoy Dishonored 1. I didn't expect that. Researched it just a little bit here, and apparently we don't really know who Emily's father is. It could be Corvo. It could be someone named Dodd. It's a mystery.
Dodd?
So yeah, Daud. I don't know. You take it on Maury Povich. Figure that out.
Cool. We'll do a paternity test.
I played Salt and Sanctuary.
Corvo, you are not the father. Yeah.
He gets up, does a dance. Yes, I told you. But he has that fucking too cool for school voice. Yes, not my baby. I told you. Mm-hmm. Salt and Sanctuary. It is a 2D side scroller, hand drawn, pencil shading. Looks pretty cool, actually. Really, really cool. Definitely has its own look to it. It is an exact replica.
Oh, it looks like Castlevania from.
It has its Metro. It's a lot more akin to Dark Souls and Demon Souls than anything else. But it's a 2D side-scroller.
That's what I mean by Castlevania, and it has like the...
Oh, the 2D? Yeah, I mean, one of the 2D. Guys had a... Even the guy that I picked had a whip. The hunter has a whip.
Is it a platformer too? Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly a platformer, but it is Dark Souls. Like, you carry souls around, but they call it salt in this game.
Okay.
And you... leave your souls wherever you die. You have to recover them just like Dark Souls.
Oh, fun. Okay.
It's all about...
learning the pattern.
Learning the pattern and dodging things. Fuck this. The boss probably killed me...
First boss.
Right. First boss probably killed me 35 times.
Did you actually end up beating him?
Yeah, I beat him. This is a punishing game. When you look at a 2D game, you're like, oh, you know, I'll get through this.
It is beautiful. I could see...
Yeah,
what you mean
very
by
original.
The art style, too, being just very dark.
After 2 hours, I deleted it because I don't have the time.
It?
I don't have the time for
this
a Dark Souls
This might be up
game.
My alley, then. This game is hard.
It's very hard.
It's super hard.
Send it my
it's
way.
Punishing. Not like Chad hard, like regular people hard.
Yeah. I played this
Chad
game.
Hard
Remember, too. I reviewed this a while ago, and I said the same thing. It was very hard. But, yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
So any fan of Demon Souls or Dark Souls that you need more content, this is it, really. It's just in a different format.
I would love to do a... I'm going to skip just one more game and move on to what I want, the game, my highlight of the week, and that's Divinity.
Yep.
From you talking about a Dark Souls-esque game, I've beaten the original Demon Souls, and I own every single game, like every other predecessing game. Is that the right word?
Sure.
Preceding.
A preceding game after that, and I've never beaten them. In fact, I'd never beat any game anymore. I think Divinity is my most recent one, and the one before that was Soma.
But Soma is like a
significantly shorter.
Yeah.
So I finally beat Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition with Max.
With
and,
me, Max.
And I think it totaled
us. No, it's a
deep,
sexy voice.
I think it totaled
with me,
guys.
Max.
I think, yeah. Okay, which one is the real Max?
I made sweet love to this game.
During this game. During the boss
during
fight.
During this game. I was multitasking. I was killing bosses. Slaying bitches.
In fact, Max is the knight class, and I went as the dual-wielding mage class. We picked up two companions, one being the archer, one being the rogue.
Oh, yeah, I picked up companions.
I was the warrior. Had a big sword. Hi-ya!
Two-hand. All of my ability points and strength. All
right,
too. So, well, anyways... Love the game. Every single night we played it, it was for a minimum of 4 hours. Stayed up all night long, just, you know,
playing
this game. And the end, it was, I like the ending because it says, okay, yeah, you did it. You beat the end of the game. But And we actually failed at the end of the game, not because we died, but one of the NPCs died. And as soon as we died, it came up to the dialogue screen, not dialogue screen. What's it called? The diagnostic screen. You know, the DX screen.
Oh yeah.
For PCs, it's like the black and white box, and then you type in a program and to execute it.
The command.
The command prompt, and it basically was. The void is this dragon, and it's trying to consume
spoilers.
The entire. Yeah, no, it's the main thing. It's trying to consume the existence in its entirety. And when you lose at the very end of the game, it pulls up that screen and it basically tries to load up existence and it fails and then it just spams fail.
Oh, so it gets a little meta there at the end.
So yeah, it's hilarious. Anyways, great game. Took us a total of 72, if not 73 hours total to just play it through. We weren't trying to rush it. We were just enjoying it the way we wanted to. Majority of the game, I would say 95% of the game, we went without having to look up quests or tutorials on anything. But for a good, actually, no, I would say a good 10% near the end, we were just like, okay, I want to beat this. I'm tired of going through puzzles and, you know, putting the small pieces together. So let's just go ahead and look up, you know, how we go about beating this game. And then, and we summed it up, all of the story. And we left quite a few side quests out there, but I feel like the side quests wouldn't have been as rewarding because we had already hit what was originally max level to beat the game. I love this game. If you don't know what Divinity is, it is hands down for me the best RPG I've played.
Final Fantasies.
Well, it's not like Final Fantasy. It's because it's a... you know, it's almost like... It's the perfect combination of... Turn-based
strategy.
RPG with very open-world, quest-significant, and class and item-significant gaming. Like, this thing is... It has its own Wikipedia, and that's probably as extensive, more extensive than many other games, because there are a lot of little details that really change the game for you. And there's so many things that you don't need to know in the game, but still get through it. And you know, get a full experience out of it just because there's so much that they offer you in this game.
If you're tired of us talking about it, it's because you haven't played it. like I have said it again and again, it's a transcendent game. Mm-hmm. If you don't like RPGs, this is where you start. It's so good.
Well, it's kind of too difficult if this is where you start. But this is where you absolutely fall in love with the classic RPG. For me, it was like a combination of Baldur's Gate, Dragon Age, Diablo, like all the best elements put into one. Mm. And it does cooperative flawlessly. So Divinity, this is probably one of the last times I'll bring it up in stream. Not in stream, sorry.
I got a question, G.
In our recording, because I did beat the game.
Do you so there's tons of mods, and the mods are inside of Steam. So all you literally have to do is click one thing.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of things you guys can do together, like people put together like whole storylines.
Yeah, and I saw that.
Do you guys have any interest in doing that?
Absolutely. In fact, we plan to go back and make separate decisions to alternate our main storyline a little bit, and then also to go back and just annihilate the original town. Nice. Just slaughter, slaughter every single person. The thing about this game is that you can kill every single NPC virtually in the game.
Not the cheese
and get
though,
away
right?
with it.
No, not the, no. Who would kill him?
Yeah,
and there are even quest givers or certain quest heroes that you can kill, and it just stunts the growth of that quest.
So, Divinity 2, are you guys on board? You guys are going to play that when that comes out?
We actually already own Divinity 2. It's just
damn.
A matter of, it's just a matter of when we
pre-ordered that.
Of
shit.
When we of when we want to, completely part ways with the first one and move on to the second one. And with the second one, it's too soon. I don't want it to end. So I wouldn't start Divinity 2 until maybe a further release.
I think we all agree with that.
Release. Yeah.
Ironically, it's funny.
One more thing to add. I think whoever... I got the game recently and somebody made a comment and they said, wow, Chi, you really want no life.
Yeah,
it's like you want...
That's like Skyrim, too. You could literally put as many hours as you want into
I've said this so many times. You and your lover are playing a game together, and like that's quality time.
Yeah.
You guys are talking back and forth. You're hanging out. Mm-hmm. You're not fucking, but that's like... It's one low... the fucking's like right, everybody can see is here, and then playing games together is like right here.
That's
like,
true.
It's just one notch below.
It might be reversed for me.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a.
But no.
That's a girl. That's
Max
a girl.
Max shakes his head. Max shakes his head and turns red at the same time.
All right, we're moving on.
All right, moving on.
Dynasty Warriors.
Warriors. Just really quick. So this was one of my favorite things when on PS1 and maybe PS2. Every time a Dynasty Warriors came out, I'd be like all about it because you're like this like powerful Chinese emperor dude, and you're killing it's you against an entire like army, and it's kind of like watching a Jet Li Chinese movie where he's just like battling hundreds of dudes, and I was like, oh, this is awesome.
I love Dynasty Warriors.
And then I saw Dynasty Warriors 8 and I'm like, oh, let me see where the series is at. And I booted up and it has not progressed in 15 years at all. Nothing.
It's, but that's kind of the appeal.
Dog shit. No appeal. No. No, Chi.
You didn't get a little bit of...
Look at all
the
high
$50.
Critics on here.
You didn't feel a little nostalgia or anything?
It's okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It does look prettier.
There is a caveat.
Yeah, barely.
45 minutes later, I was still playing. After I was like, this is fucking stupid. It hasn't progressed.
Wait
and then
a second.
I'm like,
it's got a Laboo storyline? No. Okay, Laboo is... Oh, it's Laboo. Dude. Yeah. Okay, if... I know I haven't played this game yet, but the reason why I played this game was to just nonstop annihilation, cooperative, and like even though you were playing with somebody else, the goal was just to get more kills than the other person you were playing with. And there's plenty of, I guess there's different characters, but it seems they are using kind of the same moves as all the other 8 games. But I mean, it's just another reason to play a classic.
The only thing I can compare it to. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You're like Jet Li in a kung fu movie. The only thing I can say, I mean, the graphics are bad. The controls are shitty. It's buggy. The only thing I can say is killing hundreds of guys at once is kind of hypnotic. Like, I kind of like there's drool coming out. I don't know if that means like, and I was stuck there. I couldn't pull away. It was like being mildly electrocuted. I don't know if it was good or bad, but I couldn't pull away.
Yeah.
And then finally, like I had to go somewhere. So it is like, it does drag you in, but it drags you in the way that Candy Crush does. It's not a good way.
Yeah. Is there cooperative play in this?
Yeah, there was.
That's why we booted it
up. Chad walked out of the room. He looked at it for 2 seconds and walked out of the room.
I was like, I'm not playing this game.
It's PS3 graphics.
Yeah.
PS3 graphics.
Yeah. Maybe there was an extra setting that you didn't set. Maybe you didn't set it to ultra graphics. Maybe it was still... Maybe it had like a
why
console graphics.
Why do you think it got so many good reviews? Why do you think...
Yeah. Look at the floor. It's like a static floor with just an image on it.
Yeah. It looks like a piece of flan.
Yeah.
71 in Metacritic.
You've never had flan, don't
you? Should we move to news then?
We have one more thing, right?
Well, I was going to bring up Dragon Quest Builders.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that game. Let's go move on.
And the reason I'm bringing it up...
Is this Minecraft for Dragon Quest?
Yes.
What device?
It's for consoles only, which is why I'm not going to bring it up. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because we talked last week or 2 weeks ago, I forget when it was, where I was saying I want direction. I want to go where the next quest is. I want to be focused on it. And I think I brought up Minecraft on how I don't like Minecraft because it's just you can do everything, but I end up doing nothing.
This is Minecraft with quests.
This is exactly what this was. And so it really brought to focus for me on what I was trying to say is because this is basically Minecraft. However, there's a quest going on, and there's a progression to it, and there's a story, and you can get to an end of something, and you can feel like an accomplishment. And it also kind of made me think of the launch games that we were talking about. I had a couple of people comment. They're like, oh, I like launch games also. And that's what launch games feed for me is that next thing. There's always a goal and objective that I'm trying to reach, and that leads to it. So that was it.
If you would have cleaned the kitchen today, it would have been an accomplishment too.
That's true. But I didn't want to do that. News. Should we get into the news?
Bobby, what is the PC Gamer weekend there? You read it. I don't know.
It's an event that they're doing in the UK on February 18th and 19th. Apparently, it's just a convention that's happening out there where they're going to have a lot of people speaking. They're going to be showing off a bunch of different games. If you live in the UK, it'd probably be worth checking out. But two games that they're going to be showing off are Dawn of War 3 and Halo Wars 2.
The biggest reason that it grabbed my attention was the Dawn of War 3 part. I'm really looking forward to Dawn of War 3 and playing it on easy in solo campaign and never going online once. But I do enjoy it.
And zooming in on every kind of death.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it so much. If it's anything like the old one.
Well, the first one was much different than the second one.
Right.
Which one would you prefer the third one to be like?
No, I've already seen screen pictures. It's way more akin to the first one.
Is it?
From the screen picture. I mean, the screen videos.
Because the first one was straight RTS, and the second one was more like squad-based, right?
Squad-based RTS, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Golden Joystick Awards happened a few days ago. This is all games, right? This isn't just PC games. Yeah. So it's probably one of the bigger video game award shows next to the... I guess official video games award show they do in December.
But that said,
didn't X Games have a video game award show Games? Or was
I'm
that
sure there's a bunch of them.
I think that's the one that I'm referring to. It used to be done on Spike TV.
Oh yeah,
and then Samuel L. Jackson would always host it, and it was kind of just a shit show. But then in the last couple of years, they've tried going in a new direction. One year was a complete and utter failure. I think that was 2014, but since then it's been getting really good and kind of they're treating it with a little more prestige.
I do want to mention though, this happened and we didn't know that it happened until after it happened. Like it didn't hit any of our radars and we read
it
PC gaming news
familiar.
Once
Golden
a week.
Joystick, like I feel like I've heard that before, but yeah, it was not something I was aware of.
Is it maybe something, because we just get a lot of US news, maybe it's something that happened in Europe or something?
No, it's definitely an American thing.
Is it?
So take all this stuff with a grain of salt. I think it's all... I mean, even their... Okay, so best original game, and then it says in association with The Sun. That means the newspaper. So they paid money to be in the headline. Like, I don't even know if they're going to be around next year. But anyway, we'll just quickly go through the ones, I guess, that matter. Best original game would be Overwatch in association with The Sun. Everybody subscribe to The Sun. It's a fantastic... newspaper in black and white, I think.
Yeah, still. Right. Okay.
Anything else pop out?
Well, it was just basically almost all the awards are either Overwatch, The Witcher, or Fallout 4.
The Witcher.
Fallout 4, Overwatch, and The Witcher 3 Blood and Wine won a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
The which I thought was humorous because at the end, like their main, I think what their main award is at the bottom, which is Bobby.
I'm Bobby.
Their most what?
Yeah, the ultimate game of the year was given to Dark Souls 3, which didn't, I don't think, won any of the individual awards. So I don't know. I don't know if that, I don't know what that means, but I just thought that was kind
of... Yeah, none of us are really, like, taken away with these game awards. But I did think that was kind of interesting. Somewhere in the middle it says, best gaming platform, Steam. I thought that was interesting. Hmm. You know, only because you never see that category.
Yeah.
And now you have to bring it up because everybody has a goddamn platform.
That's true. And the one that I thought was interesting was the best moment of competitive gaming, which was given to the quad kill jumping headshot in Counter-Strike. And we sat and watched the video before we started the
it's pretty impressive.
Before we started the podcast. Yeah, and it was impressive for sure. Hmm. So, I have one more little piece of news. So EA had like a phone call or a phone conference with some people, and their head guy, Blake Jorgensen, he said all their games are developed for high-end PCs first. So this is EA talking.
What?
He says they're all designed for high-end PCs first and designed backwards to get to the consoles, is what he's saying.
Although I have to say, because when we're talking about how every AAA title comes out and then there's a patch to fix, I do have to say that like Titanfall seems to be working without fall.
Yep.
It didn't have, and Battlefield 1, besides its UI issues, which are not hardware issues or software issues, that's just design issues, worked right off the bat as well. So maybe this is true. Maybe they are the one company, well, them and
The other thing that I thought was interesting, this is a PC Game article I'm looking at. He said that moving all the games to the Frostbite engine has meant that they only need to upgrade one engine instead of 25 engines. So I think that was kind of interesting. The other thing that he says is he believes Microsoft and Sony are moving towards more iterative hardware anyway, and that backwards compatibility between these iterations will stop games dying at retail, thus making investing in games less risky. So kind of
like a smart guy.
Well, he's the CFO of EA, not the head
kinda
guy.
Smart.
Yeah.
Now that we're not really making as much money as we used to,
yeah,
we might consider listening to what you guys actually want from us.
Yeah. So
that's exactly what he sounds like, by the way. Yeah. She fucking nailed it.
I'm sure it was
pretty
close. I don't
know what he sounds like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't.
I do, and that was it.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. All right. That was it for me.
All right. Bobby, you got anything else to say?
Nope. What, anyone got plans for next week? I'm going to be off for the week, so I will be playing a lot of games, hopefully getting back into some
classics. Yeah, let's play some games together.
Yeah, I want to play a lot of MOBAs. So I had plans to try out Han, Dota 2, and, well, I do play a good amount of Dota. No, I shouldn't say that.
Wednesday's my only night this upcoming week. I will be, out of town, guys. I'm going home for Thanksgiving weekend.
I am as well.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I think we're going to have to
have a break, Thanksgiving break, right, or
I think we're gonna, playing Wednesday by myself. Night.
We could come together Wednesday.
Paragon,
and
Bobby.
Yeah.
What's that?
Paragon.
Paragon. Yeah, I'll play some Paragon.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll hit up Discord and see what people are getting into, and I will jump into whatever's going on.
I've got kind of a quandary because
the whole week.
Monday, yeah, Tuesday? For the whole week, I'll be around.
Sweet.
I will be up at my parents' house this week, and they have a Mac. So my choice of gaming things is either, or gaming platforms is either a Mac or my laptop PC. So
I think you can play Left 4 Dead 2 on a Mac.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
That is an option.
Oh.
I can play WoW on my laptop, so I'll probably do that.
I will be finishing Titanfall 2. I'm sure it's only probably 6 hours or something.
Like, honestly, I'm super excited. I get to be with my brothers in the flesh, so I'm going to play a lot of board games and LAN games.
I love board games.
Maybe introduce them to some Overcooked.
Yeah, that'd be
got
cool.
Got any more controllers for me to borrow? Just kidding.
Yeah,
my brother
we're not gonna be using them this week.
Loaded with like all of that for all of that stuff, so won't be needing it. But I'm excited to talk about all the gaming adventures over Thanksgiving. And
yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys. We will not talk to you until after Thanksgiving's over, so happy Probably. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so speaking for Bobby, Chad, Chi, Max, and We're going to go Inspector Gadget, Dr. Claw.
Oh, God.
I'll get you, Gadget. I'll get you, titties.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.